What you looking at?
Ooh, you locked your phone real quick at that question. Were you looking at someone you weren't supposed to be looking at? Come on. You're a grown adult. You're not going to get in trouble or something. The bigger deal you make this, the more I'm going to want to know, and the more I'm just going to bug you. Who were you stalking on Instagram? Veronica? Seriously? Oh, come on. I thought you were over her. She was never any good for you. How many times did she cheat on you? Right. And you just kept going back to her each and every time, accepting her apology and that excuse that she's finally changed for the better. Has she ever? Exactly. There's no reason for you to be stalking some girl who never even cared about you to begin with. You were together on and off for 2 years. So what? Let this breakup be for good. You're finally free. Doesn't it feel good to know you're never going to have to answer another messy drunk call or pick her up from some random place at 4 a.m.? Look, I know she's gorgeous. It's why she's able to keep up with her shitty behavior, and people just let her get away with it. But it's time for you to move on. You can find a better woman. The longer you wallow in your breakup, the more you're going to start to regret it, right? You're doing it right now by scrolling through her page. You're literally looking at everything she's doing, wishing it was you in the pics with her. Even though, and this is the funny part, even though you were at your most miserable when you were with her, you hated going out almost every night. The constant go of her lifestyle, it was too much. It wasn't for you and it wore you down. You weren't actually happy with her. Sure, she was fun for the first month or two, but then you got overwhelmed. Something would always happen. You two would then get into a fight. One of you guys would end it, and then a few days later, that same person would end up crawling back to the other and begging for forgiveness. It's about time you two finally unwound yourselves from each other. This is a good thing. You're finally your own person, you know? I'm not going to keep sitting here and letting you marinate in your own misery. You're only making things worse for yourself by sitting here and doom scrolling. I am going to help you get over Veronica one way or another. Sitting here, scrolling through her different social medias isn't going to make you feel any better about yourself. It's only going to make you miss her more. And when that happens, you start to think it's a really, really good idea to call her, which it almost never is. So I'm going to take you out tonight. Find someone for you to hook up with. It'll be good for you to be with someone other than Veronica. She's the only person you've slept with in the past 2 years, right? But she has slept with plenty of other people. And you were just supposed to forgive and forget. Even in your temporary breakups, you remained loyal to her. Meanwhile, she took it as an excuse to sleep around without any guilt. It's time for you to get back out there. Show her what she's missing, right? no. I'm not taking no for an answer. Not on going out and having fun together. Do you really think it's a better use of your time to sit here on the couch, doom scrolling, until you eventually get so sad you text her again? Oh, no, don't even start with that bullshit. I know you. I know you're going to break sooner rather than later. You've always been soft, and all she has to do is flutter her puppy dog eyes to get you to break for her. I am not going to give you the chance to run back into her rancid arms. We are going to go out tonight. Does the 30-30 club work for you? I already told you. I am not taking no for an answer. We are going out. We are going to have fun together. And you are going to get over Veronica by getting underneath some pretty girl you meet tonight. You are going to get all dressed up. I'm going to help you look hot as fuck. And then we're going to take a bunch of pictures together and post them all over Instagram. That way, she sees how much fun you're having without her. Ooh, we can even make a few TikToks, you know, do a couple of the trending dances, that kind of a thing. She still follows you there, right? So it will be the perfect revenge. She gets to see how much better you are without her. And you get to have fun with your friends. It's a win-win. Are you really going to turn this down to spend another night wallowing in your misery and being sad for yourself all alone? It'll be fun. Trust me. Have I ever let you down before? Exactly. Why would I start now? You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to be able to let go. And most importantly, you're going to forget all about dumb Veronica. I'll play your wingman, find a special girl that you can take home, and I'll spend the night elsewhere. That way you two can have all the fun. Wouldn't want you to keep it down if it's your rebound. You're supposed to be enjoying yourself after all. Though, if we are going out together, we should probably take a few getting ready pictures. Has Veronica ever seen me? Ouch! Okay. Jesus. I didn't think I had a forgettable face, but apparently I'm in the wrong. All right. She really is a bitch, isn't she? Anyways, if she doesn't remember what I look like, as long as we keep my face mostly out of it, she's not going to know who I am. We can make it look like you're getting ready after a hookup. The sheets are already messed up. Your robe has been slung halfway off your shoulder this entire time. You look disheveled enough. With a few tweaks, it would look perfect. So what do you say? Want to make it look like you're out for another night of partying after waking up from a steamy hookup? All right. I'm thinking hickeys along your neck and collarbone. Those are usually a good place to start, yeah? What am I doing? I'm moving closer so I can give you the hickeys. Duh. If we're going to be taking these pictures, we need to make it look real. I don't have the makeup skills to fake a hickey. Do you? Then a real one it is. But don't worry. I'll be gentle. There's one right below your ear. This one on your pulse points. You're doing a good job. Keep breathing for me, all right? This one's a little bit lower, closer towards the back of your neck. I think I'm going to add one closer to the front, but a bit lower, more towards your collarbone now. You don't have to hold your hands out like that. You can touch me. We've known each other forever. The only one making it weird is you. Now, I'm going to move over here a bit, marking the base of your neck. I never realized you were so sensitive. One or two more hickeys, then I think we're good. Let's place one here, more on your chest than anything. Finally, let's add a trailing one right here. Like the person got a little carried away. There you are. Now give it a few minutes for them to really bloom, and then you can take the pictures. Do you need my help, or do you know what you're doing? Perfect. If it all sounds good to you, I'm going to go get ready myself then. Do you think you'll be finished in an hour, or are you going to need longer? Awesome. I'll text a couple of my friends to let them know to meet us down at the 3030 Club. In about 10-ish minutes, you should be able to take the photos. Post them to your story. Don't make it a proper post. Just have it be like a little teaser thing, like, oh, no big deal, you know? You want to come off as casual. Like this is just another day in your amazing life since you left that bitch, Veronica. Your world is all sunshine and rainbows now that she's gone. You know what I mean? Exactly. Have fun with it. You're allowed to get petty. She did cheat on you after all. Just gotta make it fast. Don't wanna waste too much time on this. I still gotta get ready and everything. Going to the 3030 Club tonight just can't go like this. I'm too fucking hard to keep my mind straight. Need to focus. I need to remember what I'm doing here. I'm going out with my friends. Not for myself, because that would be selfish. I am helping my friend get over Veronica, because it's the best thing I can do, even if that means putting my own feelings to the side. I didn't even look at you that way before. It never even crossed my mind before tonight to look at you like that. You were always just my friend, someone I could trust, rely on. Spending time with you was always the easiest thing on earth. Should have realized these feelings were going to come sooner rather than later. This always happens with all your friendships. You get to know the person and suddenly you're attracted to them and want them all to yourself. But you're not going to do that this time, Callie. You gotta keep it together. Not for yourself, but for your friends. So you're just going to rub one out real quick, put on a pretty dress, do my makeup, and have a great night as a wayman, because that's my job as a friend. It doesn't matter how good it felt to crawl between your legs and settle my weight against you. I didn't expect the immediate jolt as you felt my lips press against you. Black lipstick and leaves behind gradually lighter marks, adding a bit of decoration to the hickeys. It'll help sell the story to Veronica, and that's all it ever was. It was never meant to get me so worked up. It was my idea to begin with. Oh, why does everything have to be so complicated? I didn't even realize I liked you before tonight, and now I have to go out with you and help you get laid. Pretending it's not going to crush me inside to watch you go home with a stranger. Oh, I guess this is why I always took such a strong dislike to Veronica. It's not that I hated her. I just hated her with you. It should be my arm that you're hanging off of. I should be whispering dirty things in your ear, not her. Oh, fuck. I need to focus on making sure you get laid. That's what the whole point of tonight is. Oh, fuck me. I'm in so fucking deep. I made my bed. Now it's time to lie in it. I gotta suck it up for one night. Just one night, that's all. I can do that. It shouldn't be too difficult. I mean, if I can't put my feelings to the side for one night, I'm kind of a shit friend, aren't I? Oh, going to find someone to take home and imagine it's you. That's not against the rules. Can only imagine how good you would feel stretched open on two of my fingers. I've heard your moans through the thin walls. Know how pretty you sound the second you start to feel good. How the moans pour from your lips. Can imagine how tightly you would clench around me as I scissored inside you, getting you ready for my cock. I would ask you if you could handle a third, and you would practically beg for it, wouldn't you? I can imagine how sexy it would be to watch you slowly lose control, having you writhing on my fingers as I prepare you for 30 minutes. Oh, asking what's wrong, if you need something, that kind of a thing. Oh, I can only imagine how quickly you would be reduced to a puddle for me. Would hear your whimpers and moans. Your begs and pleases would only make me want to go longer, reminding you that I can do this all night. I just want to make you desperate and needy for me, not Veronica. She didn't know how to take care of you. Would always just sit on your face or something, ignoring your own wants for hers. I don't know how you stayed with her for so long. She was so selfish and bad. I guess it made all your orgasms more worth it. Is that how she got you addicted to her? She made you think she's the only one who can touch you like that? I would make sure you forgot that Veronica ever laid a finger on you. Make you feel so good that you forget her name. She's just a stain that needs to be washed away. The process of which I'm starting tonight. That's why I'm getting myself off so fast. There's no way to go out in public. I got a little too worked up, sucking my friend's neck and seeing my hickeys. Now I need to have a quickie by myself so that I don't lose my mind at the club. I can only imagine how good you're going to look. Fuck. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, even if I imagine what it would feel like to have your hands wrapped around my cock, sliding up and down the shaft right now. It wouldn't compare to the real thing. We'd just have to settle for the thought of your thumb flicking over the tip, smearing drops of pree as I arch into it. Can imagine the smile that would paint across your face as you do it again. Loving my reactions, needing more. I would reach down, start touching you too, stroking you at the same pace, watching your reactions. Oh, you would feel so good in my hands. Would watch as you make a mess. Oh, you would come so beautifully, wouldn't you? Letting it all out, not holding it back. Just letting me enjoy you in your purest form. It would be so fucking hot. Oh, fuck me. Just realizing how bad I have it for you. How long have I even felt like this? Why did all the feelings come to a head tonight? Oh, it don't make sense. But I guess nothing ever does. I gotta be strong. Gotta pull through for you. Want you to have the best night of your life so that Veronica doesn't come back here. I can't imagine what she would do this time around. I'm doing this to keep you safe from yourself. And I can't keep you safe from yourself without being at the top of my game. Oh, fuck. Just imagining you underneath me is enough to get me closer. Riding into my own hands. My hips bound into it, pretending that it's you. Imagining you're just as close as me. I feel so good. I'm so fucking close. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. I've gotten bad, don't I? Shh. Hallie, what are we gonna do, girl? We're gonna put a smile on our face, do our makeup, look hot as fuck, and be a good friend, because that is what we promised we were going to do, other Callie. We're not going to let the realization that we have feelings that are maybe deeper than friendship, because that is not what is important right now. We are going to be a good friend. Now, let's wash our hands and get dressed. This would be a good excuse to bust out that sparkly black dress. I've been trying to find the perfect excuse to wear, but nothing ever seems like the right place.